It's time now for the Weekly Dish on WKNO. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Let me introduce you to tamale pie. If there's one recipe perfect to feed all the ghosts and goblins in your house on Halloween night, then this is it. Tamale pie is one of my favorite things to order from my friend Bradford Williams' prepared food shop, Curbside Casserole. She was kind enough to share her recipe with me. In her shop, she prepares it with house-smoked pulled pork, but for everyday convenience, I make it with ground beef. Many recipes for tamale pie call for topping the meat filling with cornbread batter. The cornbread version is good, but Bradford's idea to top this dish with cheesy grits makes this recipe over the top. The grits are a cinch to prepare if you use instant grits. The key is to season them well with garlic, salt, and pepper. And don't forget the cheese. I prefer sharp cheddar. For an added kick, combine a little spicy pepper jack with the cheddar. To make my prep time more efficient, I cook the grits at the same time I'm cooking my meat filling. As I mentioned, Bradford uses pulled pork in her tamale pie. You can always smoke your own, but to save time, just pick up some from your favorite barbecue shop. We like ground beef because it's convenient and economical. For a variation to my recipe, try making your tamale pie with 1 pound of pulled pork, ground turkey, or cooked shredded chicken. For a vegetarian version, substitute 2 15-ounce cans black beans. You simply spoon the cheesy grits over the filling and bake for 45 minutes. It's that simple. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Halloween!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com.